19th meeting of the Plainville Old Bethpage Board of Education. Please rise to the pledge. Ranel?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin our meeting, what's become, unfortunately, all too often, we're going to ask for a moment of silence for all the people who lost their lives in New Zealand and for all the lessons we try to teach everyone. This has just gotten totally out of control. The hate, the bias, and the racism is just a poison. It's toxic on our society. And I want to thank Mr. Murray, because on our wall of remembrance in the high school, New Zealand will be added as another place in which an act of violence has occurred. So if I can just ask for a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you. And it's just every day is a lesson to teach our children about what's going on around the world. But everybody has an ability to do something about it. Stand up and be heard and speak for the voices of those who have been lost through tragedy. Thank you. Yes, and we also unfortunately lost one of our custodians at Matlin on Monday, over the weekend. And we'd like to ask for a moment of silence from Mr. Damiomas. He was a very special man in this building, and his care for children and the things that he did with kids, of the planting of seeds and making them each feel very special. His loss will be felt by all in the building. Thank you. So welcome to our budget meeting. There is no public participation this evening. We'll be going through each of the budget items, and you'll hear the board's questions and stuff. You're more than welcome to come to our next meeting if you have any questions about the codes that we're speaking about this evening. We have no, any board announcements? Sure.
I just want to thank the PTA for a wonderful, yet again, Founders Day. It was so great, and congratulations to all who did get an award. Congratulations, it was such a great and fun night.
Debbie?
In keeping with, I have no voice, though. In keeping with that theme, last night many of us attended SCOPE's annual School District Awards dinner. Some of our very own were honored. I'd like to congratulate and thank Joyce Barry, Paula Barsky, Jean Kandel, and Glenn Rubin. And Dr. Lewis was surprised by SCOPE when they presented her with the National School Development Council's Cooperative Leadership Award. So congratulations to all.
Ready? All right, Dr. Lewis.
So tonight we are presenting the budget, the meat of the budget, which is the build, what's happening in the buildings. But before we do that, because we have such a new audience, we're going to provide the overall superintendent's budget.
Okay. Thank you for coming. A nice crowd for a very good topic. This is the superintendent's proposed budget. I will move through it very quickly because a lot of what we will talk about will actually be discussed by the principals today. These are some of the highlights of the 17-18 school year. I know since many of us are employed here, we celebrate these things. We'll hear more about them tonight. We are right in the middle of our budget calendar right now. It is mid-March. We're doing our public budget meetings. We'll make adjustments to the budget before we adopt the budget in the beginning of April. Our projected enrollment, we're expecting an uptick of about, well, at this point, 57 students going into the next school year. We do have threats to revenue that we're grappling with as we work on this budget. We received the last payment from Beechwood So we're grappling with a bit of a revenue hole, stagnant state aid, as we continue to listen to news out of Albany and the budget deliberations, knowing that there is a revenue shortfall there. We're concerned about the Nassau County reassessment and the impact of SALT causing greater unpredictability in property tax bills and personal income tax, and also the continuation of payments in lieu of taxes that do not escalate over time and shrink our tax base. This year, the statewide tax cap is 2%. As you know, it's called a 2% tax cap, but there are many different variables to that. I think we reviewed that two meetings ago, that complex equation. The proposed budget carries a 2.36% increase over the current year, with a proposed tax levy increase of 1.99%. We have a three-part budget. 76% of that three-part budget is dedicated to program, and that is the focus of tonight's presentations. And another way to look at it is we can break our budget down into many different areas. Salaries and related benefits equate to 76% of the budget. We can see that graphically in the next slide, where we can start from the 12 o'clock position, go through salaries, benefits, and we come up right to here, where we see a little more than three-quarters of our donut is dedicated to salary and related benefits. Many more things that we celebrate here. Last year, we had 434 graduates who earned over $10 million in scholarships, but that really begins as students enter our program in the kindergarten age, at age five, and we will discuss those programs and plans for them and how the budget will support them going forward. We're also proud of our students in special education. 43% of our special ed students in the class of 2018 received advanced Regents diplomas, something we continue to celebrate. And our budget supports, proposed budget supports the continuance of that and also looking for more ways to help students at all levels achieve success and reach their aspirations. Supports the equitable distribution of resources based on student and school need and also school enrollment, a continued focus on student safety and security and a supportive learning environment, and an education that provides access to academics, arts, and athletics to all students. We'll hear about how the budget supports our social-emotional growth for all students, the academic support and opportunity at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. Last week, we heard about facility improvements. Those are listed here. Plans for safety and security. We heard at a previous meeting, including expanding security staffing for coverage after school and evenings, and continued expansion of our security camera coverage, particularly on the exterior of the buildings. At the last board meeting, the board added a Proposition 2 to the ballot. That's the authorization to expend up to $4.5 million from the 2017 Capital Reserve that would fund fire alarms for the four elementary schools and the two middle schools and emergency generators at the four elementary schools and at Matlin Middle School. The high school received a full fire alarm replacement earlier this year, and we have already funded but not yet installed a generator for the high school, and we have an operating emergency generator at POB Middle School. If you want to see more information once the budget is adopted, we will have our full schedule of PTA budget presentations and also meeting with the senior citizens on May 10th. Our budget vote is on May 21st, and whether you vote here or in another school district where you live, make sure you go out to vote. Plainview has two voting sites now. We did that mostly to provide a greater environment for safety. Voting sites will be at Jamaica Avenue for residences that track to Stratford Road, Pasadena, and POB Middle School. And if your children would track to JJP or Old Beth or here at Matlin, you would vote right here outside in the atrium at the Matlin Middle School Administrative Offices. So with that, We are going to move on to additional presentations, but just before I call the elementary principals up, just one more little piece. Just a reminder that because of state and federal reporting requirements, we are seeing a change in our budget document. Now, for those who have not been to budget meetings earlier this year, you'll see that we've had to do a lot of positioning. We have to report expenses out per pupil, per building. So in order to do that, we had to add our building codes. And if we had a department code, so for example, in our school district, Department 42 is music, we had to move that to the right-hand side a little bit. So we will be seeing these things show up in our principals' budgets. Okay, and with that, we'll have our elementary principals come up.
Is it on?
It's on now. Good evening, everybody. As you know, we work very close together throughout the year, so we'd like to really celebrate our keys to success for this year, beginning with teaching and learning. Really, just to summarize, we've had in our schools professional development related to reading and science, so those have been some big areas of focus for this year. As well, we have reconvened a district RTI committee to just work on developing some common understandings of this federal and state regulation. We've had a very successful math pilot that we're really proud to reflect on for this year. And also feel so good about the work that took place and is continuing to take place in our Discovery Destination Lab and those field trips, which the children absolutely love.
Good evening. Plainview Old Beth Page has been very forward-thinking with their looking at the transitioning to the standards for science, especially with our new STEAM labs that really focus on the phenomena-based and hands-on inquiry for science learning. We've also been forward-thinking in terms of the science standards with the new testing. Our second graders today will take the new science test in fifth grade. So this really, what we've been doing for the last 2 years, really helps them move forward with them being able to really be successful in science. And I'd like to plug our STEAM night, which will be on March 28th. Please bring your families. Registration starts at 6 p.m.
Thank you. The budget continues to support our social emotional goals. We continue to focus on responsive classrooms, positive behavior interventions. We have a 1-day workshop this spring for responsive classroom and a teacher institute this summer. We will continue to focus on transitioning from the elementary schools to the middle schools, and all six schools are deeply devoted to this, and we've had multiple meetings this year, and we'll continue to have meetings this year to ensure it's an easy transition for our children. We are providing voice and choice to our children. They're taking a larger part in the decision-making in all four schools, so the student leadership opportunities continue to grow based on feedback from the students. And from working together, we're sharing lots of ideas. And we want to especially thank you for the elementary guidance counselor, who's done an outstanding job in supporting school-wide and district-wide initiatives. She's really bringing things to the building. She's building upon existing programs. She's been outstanding. We just celebrated Kindness Week last week, so all four elementary schools were involved in that. And it's bringing something important to our children, so we thank you for that.
Good evening. Good evening. I was asked to cover health and safety, so I'm going to start with the nutrition committee that is run by our own Mr. Cunningham. The committee rotates through all the schools. At each time that they come to one of the schools, our children, usually fourth graders, come and meet with the nutrition committee to talk about the food that they like, the food that they don't like, what's good about lunch, what could be better about lunch. They have a lot of opinions, and I know that they are very much listened to. we have a one-button lockdown system, and I'd like to thank all of you for Chris Donnarumma, who has done a tremendous job helping us get ourselves on board and working with us to make sure our buildings are as safe as they possibly can be. So we all have four one-button lockdowns in our buildings. They are uniform locking systems, so we press the button, the alarm goes off. It's also attached to the keyless entry, which is from Salto. Old Beth Page is up and ready with that. Our buildings are also being prepared for that as well. The alarm goes off, and within a couple of seconds, all of the doors are locked without teachers having to lock the doors, which is better for everyone involved. As I said, JJP is up next week to have those doors installed. We are also having our evacuation drills. Judy Jacob Parkway, Old Beth Page, Pasadena are going to Stratford Road. Stratford Road will evacuate to POB Middle School. This year we had two events where we had to actually evacuate buildings where there were no drills involved. So kudos to Jim Murray and Karen Heitner for getting their buildings out, and to the teachers in all those schools for making sure that the kids were out and safe and ready. So Suzanne and Allison and I will be doing our drills in the next coming months. So I'm going to go first when I talk about my budget at Judy Jacobs Parkway. This year, the budgets for all four elementary schools went up, but that is mostly because there are more lines in these budgets than we've had in the past. We have art, we have music. Another area that went up was our 481 code for textbooks. That is the Go Math work. So it looks like our numbers jumped dramatically. We have reasons why. For the rest of it, we pretty much stayed pretty static. At JJP, we are going up one section in first grade next year, so I needed to have my budget reflect that. The only dramatic increases in my budget were the instructional equipment over $1,000. That is for teacher desks and file cabinets that I am slowly weeding out the old and bringing in the new. Our copy paper went up $500. That is for my new section of children who are coming in. And also my equipment under $1,000 was for work that I'm doing and through the board and the rest of us are doing in flexible furniture and bringing that to our classrooms so our children have a choice in where they sit and how they sit. I walked through my building today before I came here to look at the classrooms and how they look. Everybody's got a little something. Some have more than others, but it's part of our process of giving the children what they need. And I've had conversations with the teachers who have a full-fledged outing. It looks like a lounge almost when you look at the classroom. And she says it works, and we're having conversations about it. So that's my budget. Any questions?
It's really not for you, Greg. I think it's more for Rich. I saw in the budget for the under 1,000, which is the flexible seating, which I agree with completely. Mm-hmm. But I was just curious if it's – why is it classified under equipment under 1,000 when the unit cost is $10,000?
Yeah, I know. She's looking for the budget detail. Thanks.
So it's a 2110, 590, 19,000. Line is zero, 0057 flexible furniture. What quantity one, 10,000. But if that's the, am I looking at the code incorrectly?
No. We saw that as well. The building did not give us detail on exactly what tables and chairs and desks and things like that they were going to purchase. So we gave a call over and asked what's the nature of it. And we even talked about it in our budget meeting in December. And it's going to be for tables, desks, chairs, and things like that for less than $1,000. But what they did is took a block amount of money saying we're going to use this for tables and chairs. So if we read that strictly by the definition, that would be one $10,000 object.
Right.
Instead, they're buying,
multiple.
So do we have to break that out, though, for voter or for people who want to read it that way?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do have the microphone. We do, and this is something that I know has already been pointed out, but we're going to point it out again because it comes up in all of the presentations tonight about textbooks, especially with new textbook adoptions. Previously, when we had two new textbook adoptions, they'd be budgeted for in the curriculum office, and we had that meeting, two meetings. It's no longer in the curriculum office. It shows up directly in the building. So especially with that math textbook adoption in all the elementary schools, we're seeing that big jump in the textbook appropriation for next year.
This is, like, I guess, more for all of us, but so for the incoming first grade, I guess we're going to just have to watch and see if we have more incoming students. We're going to have to just make sure we stay within the budget guidelines to make sure it doesn't go over a certain amount.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
we,
because 2024 is the max.
We always monitor the classes. We are actually using the BOCES projection, which is a little bit over what we think we will have. And we've been very generous in our staffing, but we recognize that we have to continue to monitor it. The K-2 maxes out at 24, and that's where we are.
Okay, perfect.
We will not begin at 24.
Okay. Thank you.
Quick question, it's really generic. For next year, can we look into or have we considered a copy center as opposed to all the copy machines in rooms, but having one central place where copying can be done?
We're looking at it now, and that's something we've discussed in the POB middle school renovation. We are working with three different vendors right now to get proposals. We would still have to keep copy machines in our buildings because we would have to, you know, we do need, sometimes it's just a one-off copy, sometimes it's 30, but what we're really looking to do is if we're doing, bulk stuff, midterms, finals, other things, it could be something that's just one sheet if somebody has a job that's kind of forward-looking.
You can understand, but, you know, where people could put orders in ahead of time and so that even over the summer, you can be producing a lot of this.
Right, or even what we're looking at, people could send a job in from anywhere, whether it's classroom, home, something like that, and know what the delivery time would be. That is all part of what we're trying to phase in. We would like to have a goal of having a copy center up and running for September. There are a lot of logistics to work out, including moving the copies back to the buildings and getting them delivered to our staff. Our current copier contract expires next February, but that doesn't mean we can't bring on equipment beforehand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So at Old Beth Page, we haven't had any significant changes to the budget. Mr. Sesney and Mr. Cunningham spoke about the furniture and textbook increase. I do want to highlight code 520. There's been an increase in that code. Teachers have asked to replace existing supplies such as foundations, manipulatives, school moves, materials, resources for reading, and those are things that we did not need to purchase last year. We utilized them for 2 years, and now we need to revisit that and replenish where necessary. I also want to just speak a little bit to your comment, Mrs. Stewart. We want to involve the teachers in decision-making when it comes to furnishing their classrooms, so that's something that we're asking them to have conversations, write proposals, so we're looking to really include them in the voice so we don't have these exact desks, tables, couches, chairs, resources.
Mrs. Gray, that wasn't my question. It was more of a reporting question, that why it wasn't really directed to Greg or to anyone else. It was a matter that the unit cost was $10,000 under a code that said $1,000 equipment under. So that was my question. It was more for a reporting question, not the questioning of flexible seating.
Okay. And then my numbers are staying the same, in pretty much the same, pretty flat in terms of the classes and the class sizes. You can see here we're using the projections.
So for Pasadena,
So I have a question. On your slides, you don't show that line 2110, 416, 1342, contractual other and other is 62,000. I don't see it in your slide. And most of it I'm seeing is art, is music. Is that something that is in the music budget?
416 is on my slide.
Go back again.
2110,
416, 1342.
1342. We have 9,318. So you're looking at in your binder the budget detail. Music did something pretty ingenious there.
Right.
They took, I'm doing this off the top of my head, I think they took 35,000 or something like that and then multiplied it by a decimal, which I think for the elementary schools was 14% to allocate the contractual cost of that $35,000 budget to each school.
But I didn't see that in, I don't see this line in the other.
The budget line.
It's right there. It's up there. But with it's, I see 62,600.
And then what music did is they multiplied it out. They used the system to auto-allocate to each of the buildings. So if we go to each of the seven school buildings, it'll end up totaling that.
So, but it's sitting right now in Obeth Page's?
No, they only got 9,318 of that.
Okay, because this page is in our book is under Obeth Page's, all I'm asking. Mm. It's under the Obeth Page backup, so that's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. We in the business office were looking at that today. We were wondering if this was going to be a question.
It's a question.
It's, and yeah, so Old Beth is not getting $65,000. They're only getting a small portion of that.
I will take that, though, if you would like to allocate.
But you can only use it for music.
That's fine. Music
contractual
labs.
Costs.
Music labs.
Okay.
You find stuff to do.
Yeah. Sorry.
I saw it.
Okay.
Okay,
so Pasadena, my budget really has kind of been stable also. Some changes to the budget that I'd like to highlight would be my 250 code and my 520 code. It's possible, you know, we are growing a little bit. We're going to have two new classrooms for next year. It's possible we'll have a third. So Mr. Cunningham and I were talking about the possibility of having to increase that a little bit for the extra classrooms.
So we'll develop a recommendation. We have to revisit that before budget adoption.
So,
I just want to clarify for the public. When we put this budget together, it gets put together in November. We just now allocated the sections to Pasadena. So we will now need to revisit what we had allocated because we've released two new sections to Pasadena. To see if we have to adjust budget when we do modifications. So we'll have a recommendation for that.
So for next year, our kindergarten will go to five sections. Our first grade will go to five sections. And, you know, that's monies that we'll have to, you know, to make their classrooms. This week, however, we got three non-related first graders coming to our school. So we have three new entrants coming in. So they just keep coming to Pasadena, which is lovely for us.
Okay, and as I'm the last of the four elementaries, there is really no significant change in any of my budget lines that I've maintained over the years other than what we've already talked about. And if we just, so I don't even have anything in particular to point out with my regular budget codes because they're all pretty similar. If we just look at my projections, the only thing that I do want to point out is we're remaining the same at 23 general classes and not necessarily shown up on here where with my special classes, we anticipate having nine special classes next year. So that would be an increase in one. So we're going up one class, but that's in our special class population. And any questions to my budget?
Any questions? You guys did a super job.
Okay, great. So in closing, really, when we look at, you know, we celebrated at the beginning of our talk about things that we've done this year and looking forward to next year, we are, again, just really looking forward to diving fully into our Go Math program and gearing up for our work for the remainder of this year, working very closely with Jen Lagatada. We are excited also to begin to do some early adopter work in the in our writing workshops. We talked a little bit about our flexible learning spaces and really continuing our project-based learning and STEAM initiatives. One of the things that we do want to point out is that we are, although we're continuously updating our classroom libraries, our focus has been a bit more on really having culturally diverse and responsive libraries for all choices for all students in our classrooms. And as we said, continuing the work just around our student leadership opportunities, also us exploring a little bit of leader in me and what does that mean and what could that look like at an elementary level. And it's just all about strengthening our current initiatives.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we will transition to our middle schools. Dr. Coldonado and Ms. Bowman.
I'm a lefty. This is great. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having
Good
us
evening.
Tonight. How's everybody doing? Thank you. I'm gonna start out with our presentation tonight. The keys to success that you see on the board that we created here really is the foundation of our middle schools, and the successes really follow these key pillars, these key foundational aspects of our program. So we're going to focus on curriculum and instruction, instructional technology, social-emotional learning, educational field trips, community relations, and also facilities safety and security. I'm going to start off by saying that the main focus you'll notice on this particular page is technology and making learning more accessible, if you want to go with common themes. Some of the things that will support our budget and some of the things that we enjoy in our middle schools are obviously our next generation curriculum standards and making that making the program more accessible to students, and also really fine-tuning our AIS programs as we target skills and be sure that we move kids into AIS and also move them out so that we can make the program fully accessible for them. So that's really the focus of our middle schools. And lastly, in the curriculum instruction piece, is focusing on literacy in not just ELA classes, but, of course, across the curriculum. And Alice is going to take instructional technology.
All right, that's better. In terms of instructional technology and across everything that we're discussing, we have been able to focus on really individualizing instruction to meet the changing needs of our kids. And this year in particular, we are really working to fully implement the e-texts that we have already started to implement. So what you'll find is that the work that began last year, so generously provided to us by you, is being continued and buffeted this year in our budget proposals. Siri's having trouble. We are also working on improving our ability to provide the kids with choice and preferences in their own instruction at the middle school level. So one of the things that you'll notice is that we have a music composition in Music 8 Lab. This is a new course for our students coming up into eighth grade next year, and as such requires that we provide them with opportunities and therefore more technology. We have started already installing smart TVs in instructional spaces throughout both buildings, and that's going to continue. And the coding instruction that we're giving to our students is increased. It has been implemented as well. And what the children are finding is that not only are they able to use the coding curriculum to help improve their facility with the technology, but today I was in a technology classroom where they were doing Codesters and they were learning about if-then statements, which I think we can all agree is going to help them later on in mathematics when they get into trigonometry and proofs and logic, and they are 10. So it's a phenomenal experience for them where their hands are on the computers and they're making their little doodads do things, but they're also really learning the intricacies of logic and how to make sure that they follow the rules that they set up for their little guys.
Thank you. It also works in leadership, if then. Social-emotional learning is the bedrock of middle school education as well. We continue to have our common languages that we work with our kids in daily activities and just daily life at the middle school. So at Matlin, we have pride. At POB Middle School, we have respect. We continue to have no place for hate in our schools, making sure that our kids know that that's alive and well, and training students. And in addition to that, this year we have taken on Leader and Me. We have trained some children. We have also trained our parents, staff, and administrators as well. And so we look to further develop Leader and Me in our schools. We have worked on our MAP programs, our middle school advisory period programs, intensely this year, and look forward to doing the same thing next year. We do believe in kids making better decisions and healthy decisions, so we have presentations that have been ongoing throughout the year as well that talks about that. And so some of the initiatives also include Ms. Colombini's presentations to our 7th and 8th grade, and of course we look forward to her support in helping with meeting the needs of the kids with our health teachers as well in terms of social-emotional learning and meeting those needs in decision-making.
In terms of educational field trips, we will again be taking our 8th graders to Boston this year and our current 7th graders to Boston next year as 8th graders. We have continued to implement curricular-based field trips in all of the grades, and in particular, one of the goals that you set for us was to be able to bring our students to the World Trade Center site, which we have been implementing and has been a really successful trip for the students. They actually just, at POB Middle School, came back about a week, it was two Fridays ago, and had a wonderful time. They had great weather, not such great traffic, but they had a great time. And so we're looking forward to continuing all but the traffic next year.
We continue to work on our community relations with our parents and, of course, making sure that that's accessible as well. So we had incoming transition meetings that have occurred this year. We have we're going to continue doing them next year also. We have informational parent nights. We had a forum for our fifth grade parents this year. We also continue to have our middle school students represent our schools at the Board of Education meetings. We continue to communicate with our parents using social media, our Remind accounts, websites, School Messenger, and the newest technology that's going to come out tomorrow, whatever that may be. We'll use that as well to communicate with our parents.
And with regard to facility safety and security, similar to the elementary schools, we are implementing flexible seating throughout the schools, which you'll see further in our building level plans. We've also adopted the same one button lockdown procedures as the other buildings and are looking forward to having replaced, well, this isn't safety, but this is making our schools not look like they are only about safety, but keeping them looking like they're part of the community. So at POB Middle School, we are having our playground structures replaced, and we are just really focusing on balancing that security and safety, but home feeling, home away from home feeling. So we do have many, many things in place, but not at the detriment of making the kids still be what they really are, which is children.
Yay.
You got it.
That's great. Does anybody have any questions before we go on to the next slide?
Susan.
So I appreciate you talking about the flexible seating, because this is something I'm concerned with. We're doing so much flexible seating for our individual students, and I think it's great at the elementary level. But once they start getting into that secondary 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, so these things are going to go carry forward into your schools?
Yeah. Want to take it?
Yes, please.
So the beauty of middle school and the beauty of having students who change so much over the time that they're with us is that we get to change with them. And so you'll see much more flexible seating, flexible creative arrangement of classrooms in 5th and 6th grade right away. But we are bringing it up to our 7th and 8th grade classrooms as well. And we really have a long-term plan to do that step by step. But with the changing needs of the kids and also I don't know how else to say it, but the differences in sizes that middle school kids have in one room.
Right.
We need to be able to accommodate people who are
six
my size and 6 feet tall in the same space.
And then also, you mentioned something about for the POB Middle School, you're planning on changing playground equipment. You're talking about what's by the tennis court?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to.
Yeah. It's more of an replacement/addition, really.
That was actually in this year's budget, the 18-19 budget.
Okay, so that has nothing to do with this.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad to see from the elementary to the middle school the social emotional learning piece of everything, because if our kids really begin to understand empathy at the youngest age,
we're going to see bullying start to come back also.
Sure.
And I just applaud a lot of when we go through the buildings that we're seeing, the elementary buildings, there's signs all over that either PTA or the teachers have picked up, and the reflective mirrors that they have, signs on the bathroom doors. Everything is very positive for children. And going into, I think, the hardest group, the middle school, where kids want to be adults, but they're children in adult bodies. They want to separate out from parents, and they want to be independent, but they have to be part of that collective to be accepted by all. And I think social-emotional peace is the key. And, you know, I hope that we start to talk about stress more with the children, because they have so much to be coping with today.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, many of our children aren't children today. They have a lot of angst growing up, a lot of pressure on them. And they just don't know what it is to go out and smell the roses and be free without anybody interrupting their lives. And I hope we also focus in on social media with the kids, letting them know that a cell phone is wonderful, but it could also be a disaster.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. We are trying to balance the good in technology and, you know, also those other things that come along with it.
Yeah.
It's all about balancing. For Matlin Middle School on this next slide, I just want to bring your attention to a couple of things. The budget reflects an increase that accounts for items that need our attention for next year. So as we review the next three pages or so, I'm going to focus on three areas. You'll notice that music has there's some pretty large numbers next to music because it needs our attention in the next 5 years in the five-year plan. There's also a 590 code for equipment that's under $1,000. You'll notice that that is at $38,000 for next year. And then you'll also notice that textbooks and e-texts are also, part of the items that are pretty significant. As part of the five-year plan, let's see if we can find music on here. So you'll notice in the 250 code, the music number there, that's $24,000. As part of the five-year plan, the focus is to is on music education. Focus on fifth and sixth grade with an increase in interest in the jazz band. And because of our incredible teachers, we have a lot more interest from kids, so we're going to be growing that program. In eighth grade, we have a music studio class. So our kids who are in seventh grade music studio are going to have the possibility or the potential to take a music studio class. And also, we're looking to increase our concert chairs for the LGI or the auditorium, replacing some of those. And of course, we're going to need to purchase some instruments as well. The $38,000 for the 590 code really includes, I don't know what page this is exactly, but it's on the top of this particular page here. We'll put page numbers next year. So that includes
Mr. Cunningham, you got that?
I'll make a note of that. Dr. Joseph.
Pretty. we'll take care of that. So that includes really funds. We do have some blackboards in Matlin still, so we're going to convert those into whiteboards as necessary and as needed. We do have students and teachers that could be allergic to chalk. So we're going to be updating those. We call them skins, they're whiteboard skins. And, of course, we're going to be increasing our library furniture, which also includes flexible seating in those spaces, student desks and flexible seating desks. And basically, you know, we have seen an increase or a little bit more production from students, especially if you have special needs, that furniture really does come in handy. And it's not like we're doing this willy-nilly. We're kind of, we've done our research, and there's a lot of research that supports that kids who can have this type of furniture, really you will get the more out of them than if they were in just traditional kind of seats. The textbook proposed budget also includes an enrollment across both buildings, so you have to take that into account when Alice presents hers. They do have about 100 more students at POB Middle School, but we're looking to purchase online texts, some workbooks, and digital texts, you know, that come along with the programs, with the e-text, and also a wealth of classroom libraries. We also want to make sure that those libraries continue to be text with Lexiles, attached to them, and continue the workshop model in fifth and sixth grade. And as we continue to work on building stamina with kids, it's going to need those libraries as well. So we're trying to bolster that up. And for the seventh and eighth grade kids, we're trying to bolster libraries so that they can have more choice as well. So that's our plan for Matlin.
So, Rich, I'm assuming, based on our backup, that the code for drama, the 2110-503-3242 that I see as 11,500, and Joe showing as 33 is the same situation. Drama supplies.
But she's going to the budget detail page in the school, I believe.
Right, so that's 11,500.
I think as I look at this, I think what happened on your backup is that this probably should have printed out on 8.5 by 14 paper, and you can't see the multiplier.
Okay.
All right, so if we that particular code shows up in three buildings.
Okay.
Matlin, POB Middle School, and the high school.
Which would total to the 11,500.
Right, and okay. It's mostly for the drama royalties.
But that doesn't go into the club? Then that wouldn't go into the club line? The 2850, 505, 32?
I'm sorry. The 503 was drama supplies.
Correct.
Okay. And the multiplier, you can't see the decimal point, but the total allocation is 11,500 for all three schools, all right? And then the royalties are in the club.
Are in the club line.
Right.
Of the 5,700.
Right.
So what's the difference between drama supplies and then the club line?
It's a good question. as we go through the years, we try and get things into the right place. The drama really is something that should be a club, so technically all the drama stuff should show up in the 2850 area, which are for clubs.
Okay.
We're slowly migrating things and getting them into the right places.
Okay.
Drama supplies, we didn't get them all there. We are getting the royalties in the right place. Ms. Bernstein had a question. I thought you said something about royalties.
I thought royalties, at least in the high school, were on it. Own line. No?
They're in a 2850 code, yes. You hadn't previously seen those show up for the middle schools, but we've been paying for the middle school as well.
Okay, so would that also be for, like, when we see robotics material in supplies that's not in the club, or is that robotics for classroom?
That's more of a question for the principals, but when I saw that, I was thinking robotics for the classroom, like a technology classroom.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much for supporting our kids and for supporting our schools. It's Alice's turn.
When you look at the POB Middle School budget on a holistic level, you'll see that there are parallels across the board between POB Middle and Matlin with changes based on enrollment differences across the buildings. And so the only areas that Dr. Coladonato hasn't covered that would be unique to POB Middle School and might really jump out at you is if you look at the fourth page of my budget, which is the 590-36 code at the top, you'll see that I doubled my proposed expenditures in the equipment under $1,000 for next year. And the reason for that is twofold. One is that we are, as I mentioned before, looking to increase the flexible seating across the curriculum, across the school and across grade levels. But we also are going to be increasing the number of students who enter into POB Middle School and need to provide places for them throughout the course of the day. So in addition to the two classrooms on each two classrooms that we've been replacing each year. I have two new classrooms coming in that are not in existence this year that we need to make sure we have furniture to cover. Other than that, pretty much everything that is happening at Matlin is happening, but you know, with small changes based on enrollment differences across the schools. Does anybody have any questions for me? Okay. Sure. In terms of the budget supports for the coming budget season, we are creating a new technology classroom at POB Middle School as part of the plans to accommodate increased enrollment. We will be updating a second fax classroom as per our plans so that we can run two fax classes at once. We are at POB Middle School repurposing instructional spaces, again, to meet our enrollment needs. Both schools are introducing a music lab in eighth grade, so we'll be working to make sure that we have everything that we need to provide those differences to the kids. Just to go back to my fax classroom, we are introducing fax into eighth grade next year as one of the opportunities for our students in eighth grade. And so in so doing, we need to be able to make sure that in our specials wheel, we have the facilities to house those classes so we can give the students most of the preferences that they've asked for. We are updating our library media centers in both schools to make our libraries even more welcoming to the students so that if they need some downtime and they have the availability in their schedule during lunch or recess, after school, or when their teachers bring them down to the library, our library spaces reflect the changing technology opportunities that we have throughout the building, as well as the needs for the kids to be kids in places where they're with one another. So we're looking to make sure that our libraries reflect that.
In the next portion of this slide, In the next portion of this slide, the common theme for the next three bullets is expanding the learning opportunities for kids as we continue to expand our online textbooks and access to them. And shoring that up and making sure that, kids have access in school and at home with resources. We also are, as I mentioned earlier, expanding classroom libraries as well across all grades at both schools and making that accessible to kids next year. And we continue with our one-to-one initiative as we continue to balance technology and real-world skills with the Google platform. So we're going to continue to have that initiative as well, 5 through 8 in both schools.
With regard to supporting a sense of community, we will be continuing to work on our middle school advisory program throughout the school year next year. But what we are both very excited about is bringing on board the Leader in Me program, which when you talk about attending to the social emotional needs of our students, it really is a community responsibility. It's the responsibility of the teachers. It's the responsibility of all of us who are here tonight. And one of the wonderful things about the Leader in Me program is that it really is something that is not in addition to, so it's not an added burden onto anybody's plate, but it's something that really gives a common language and a common theme around what we do all day, every day. So when you walk into our schools, you will see evidence of all of the different habits, the 7 habits that we're adopting across the middle schools, which really do inform every aspect of what it is that you want to instill in our kids as they become young adults and take over the world. And in fact, starting tomorrow, our Lighthouse team is going to be facilitating our faculty meeting where they will be making wonderful things happen just to set the footsteps in gear so that next year, come September, we'll be really raring to go. So we are making sure that that, you know, really is part of our culture in both buildings and very excited about that. We are also really focusing on the articulation between the elementary schools and the middle schools. We recognize that there are some unique qualities in our district that create the transition between one grade and another, and that we need to really recognize and pay close attention to the experiences not only of the children, but of their parents and of our teachers as well as they bridge that gap from elementary to middle school. And so, you know, last year we started really looking at those things and articulation between the adults and making sure that the teachers and the administrators met with the children in fourth grade. But what we really want to make sure that we do is that we loop the parents in as closely as possible to making sure that everybody knows exactly what's coming and that everybody's ready to go and that the communication across the curriculum and across the grade levels is as clear and concise as possible. And so, and in so doing, making sure that we can build on the already strong teams that we have in place. So we are very excited for the opportunity to continue the work that we've begun.
Any questions? Just want to thank everyone who's come up so far. You know, it's a very big sense of pride, but it takes a community, and it's everybody who's within the buildings. When we look at changes and everything else, that we all are a partnership, and that the end result is it's a kid business, and that's what we're all about. And that when we talk about, albeit flexible seating, a music lab, all the different things that we expose our children to, we also want to thank everybody who makes that happen within the building on a day-to-day basis. So thank you, guys.
Thank you to the Board of Education. Thank you to the Cabinet as well. We appreciate your support.
All by your lonesome?
Mr. Murray, flying solo. Plenty of support in the room, though.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. It's great to see you all. Sitting here and listening to Mr. Cunningham give the introduction of the budget for the district for overall for the coming school year, and then of course hearing my colleagues presenting tonight, it really to me brings the keys to success as an accomplishment of our entire district. That I'm going to share with you right now. So I commend the work of my colleagues and, of course, our support staff as well as the administrators and teachers, because this is really a team effort. Looking at the keys to our success for the high school this past year, we see right now we're very proud to announce our valedictorian and salutatorian, Audrey Shine and Avery Gursky. You've heard both of those names before. We also have our national merit finalists, our four students, Sourav, Gabrielle, Avery and Mitchell, terrific kids that were National Merit Finalists this year. Also in research, we have our Regeneron Science Talent Search Scholar, Stefan Philippe, who is really a terrific young man. I was able to see him be recognized most recently by the governor. In additional keys to success that we have, both in research, if you take a look at research, we have the LICEF semifinalists, but more recent than that, than when this was submitted, we have 9 students that are listed there, but I'm proud to announce that 2 of them are now finalists. They've moved on to ICEF in Arizona, which will take place this May. That's Jessica Goldstein and Audrey Shine. So we commend them for that. Our NICEF finalist is going to be determined on April 1st, so hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, we'll have some more good news to share. Our Junior Science and Humanities Symposium finalist, Jessica Goldstein. That's another name you've heard several times before. And of course, our Psychology Fair winners, as well as our Brain Bee champions. Now, that is for research, but these keys to success don't end there. When we take a look at our athletics, we had 4 teams this year that were Nassau County Conference champions. That's volleyball, soccer for the girls, boys volleyball, I should say, girls soccer, boys badminton, and girls bowling. So really great accomplishments. For Joshua Martin, and you see him there holding onto the guitar, but yet he's wearing his badminton shirt, just showing you how well-rounded this young man is, and he does it all. He's really a very talented player on the stage as well as on the court. For guidance, I'm very proud of the New England College Tour, our 5th tour under the direction of Miss Lori Lynn, as well as, of course, our counselors, Jason Miller, and the other counselors that support the program. They, like I said, they visited 7 schools in the New England school area. Looking at these additional keys to success, when we talk about the one at the top, we have DECA. We had 108 students that qualified, and 53 of them qualified now for the international championship in Florida. It's a little bit lower than in the past, but not by much, really. And many of the students that came home, we came home with first through fourth place achievements, accomplishments from the competition that took place in Rochester. So we're really very proud of that. Our National Honor Society program has evolved tremendously, doing many different programs, giving back to the school community. So I'm really very proud of that. Our Business Honor Society continues to grow, and with the POB Challenge and many different other programs. As you could take a look, there are many other things that our school is doing between the virtual enterprise, our POB radio over 47 years on the air, and I don't know how Mr. Weinstock does it because he doesn't age. Our Science Olympiads, and of course the Images, a program that was awarded the gold medal this past year for the Columbia Scholastic Press Association. And our Kindness Club. This is one of the things that I'm extremely proud of as we address the social-emotional learning for our students in the high school, which you're going to see lots of that throughout our program tonight. But the Random Acts of Kindness Week, which is a first for us, a first annual program that we did, took place in February for a week and really focused on different activities promoting kindness and positivity throughout our school and community, showing support for each other. Our budget supports you. This is, of course, redundant to you all because I know you know it very, very carefully. As we presented this past November, our new courses for the next year that we proposed, and, of course, you ended up supporting, thank you very much, as well as the modifications to existing courses that we felt were necessary in working with our teachers and getting their feedback and, of course, from our students as well. Our Room to Breathe, we talked an awful lot about the Room to Breathe this year, which was something that wasn't even on the docket, actually, when we presented last year. It was something that I presented earlier this year. And that actually right there, what you're looking at, is our in-school suspension room. So we really brought it out of the ice age. Yeah, used for a much better purpose, absolutely. And I challenge you all, or invite you all, not challenge, but you all to come and get in the zone, really come and take a visit in the Room to Breathe, because it's open, it's running, and we're really, really very proud of that. That picture, actually, that you see was before it was actually finalized, so there are some additional things in there that you'll see when you come and visit it. Oh, you tweeted, you saw the video? Yes. Yeah. They are really very interested in it now. Yes, they are. Yeah, it's the buzz is going around. We have some that we have to remind them that you get 10 minutes. Okay, so some of the keys to success, of course. We talked about the Twilight program for several years, and the Twilight program you approved last year for the current school year. We went from one student at the beginning of the year to now up to 11 students. So I'm really very, very proud of that it's serving the needs. And we're continuing to tweak and to develop this program because it's brand new for us. So, not a day goes by that we don't sit down and say, ooh, we got to think about that and how can we address that? Because a lot of the things are things that were the unknown, so to speak. But the program is growing very well. And if you speak to any of the students that are in the program, they love it. They now are coming to school where before these were kids that we couldn't get them through the doors.
Is it your hope maybe next year some of them will try to come through the doors and try to participate in a regular day?
We're not waiting until next year to do that. That's actually something that we're working on now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is. I spoke with one student just last week who is really very excited about giving it a shot of coming back to school during the regular school day next year. So we'll see if that happens, but that's the student's plan.
Thank you.
Okay, looking at the budget, proposed budget for this coming school year, you're going to see, I'm going to bring some of the most salient points to you. The very first code, the 2020, that's more of an administrative code that we look at. It's the $19,000. That's more or less dealing with the library renovations that we have, a new circulation desk that's being proposed. In addition to that, we also have some science and technology needs. Going below that, we're looking at some of the supplies for the main office, including the scholarship materials that are and for the ID badges, which is an increase of approximately $10,000 to that line code. Going further down, you will see the $19,000 for the 2110-250 code, which you're going to say, oh, that's an increase of approximately 10. But if you just look back a few years, that was actually $39,000. So we over the last couple of years, we really weren't purchasing some equipment that we feel now that we needed to, which is why it brought it back up. We are purchasing a vernier probeware as well as Vex Robotics and in addition, the link to the Chromebooks, which will also be very helpful. Some of the other codes there, those are actually codes that we've been now pulling out from other codes so you could see them individually, which will make it really very helpful going forward. Any questions on that page? No? Okay. Going on to the next page. We'll take a look at, we now have some pullout again for the different field trips that the music department does. So now they're actually in the line of the budget page for the high school. So we can actually see them clearer, and I'm really more aware of them because they're pulled out individually, which makes it really very helpful. But those are, majority of them on there are pretty much staying the same as they've been in the past. There are things that we have to purchase every single year.
Ask a question.
I'm sorry?
The first two codes on that page that has to do with field trips, what is the difference between educational field trip costs and field trip entry fees?
Yeah, for those that have the entry fee, for example, if there is a registration for us to be able to participate in those events versus we're taking the students to a museum and there's a cost to go into the museum.
Okay.
I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. The second code down, 2110-405-3542. 42 is department code for music. So that has to do with NISMA and other events that we're sending our music students to.
But throughout the budget, I appreciate that, Mr. Cunningham, throughout the budget you will see those type of things for research, for example, done separately.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm confused because if you go to the detail for supplies for clubs, you have NISMA sitting in the 2850-505-3542. That's different because the 42 you said is for music, and I see. So now I'm confused.
42 is music.
Right, but yeah. But this is supply clubs listing NISMA's. But Rich is saying that this $26,000 was from NISMA. So
when I look at the budget detail for code 2110-405-3542, I'm seeing NISMA All State, All National, All Eastern.
So
music education, and then which code do you want me to look at next?
2850-505-3542. I'm seeing NISMA, Long Island String Festivals, NISCAM. What's what he was talking about? What's the difference?
It's a good question. I'm going to have to get back to you for Monday.
Okay.
Okay, going on to the next slide. We're looking at, did the pullout for the textbooks by discipline, so we'll be able to manage that throughout the year, being able to very clearly see which departments still have to purchase their different supplies. We have a separate line code that you're going to see went from $137,000 down to $8,500. That's for the additional shipping costs for some of these textbooks. I'm very proud that all the purchases that we're buying also include the electronic versions to the textbooks as well. And many of them, for example, in math include a 6-year license as well. Looking down to the English, you will see that we have replacement textbooks as well as textbooks for new courses. In social studies, we're looking at the new textbooks for the U.S. history, which is part of our 5-year plan. We have a 5-year plan for recirculating or repurposing textbooks or, of course, buying new ones when necessary. Looking down at the science textbooks, we'll see the AP Environmental as well as the new LEAPS course, Living Environment, AP Earth Science, Environmental Science, I should say, course. And then, of course, the FACS textbooks, we have new texts as well as online resources for that. The very bottom, you're going to see the World Language textbooks. 21,000, we were able to actually be able to purchase some of those textbooks this year, I'm very happy to say. Thank you very much, Dr. O'Meara, for your help with that. But by doing that, we are now able to reduce that code so that Dr. Chan will be able to purchase the remainder for his AP Spanish as well as for Chinese textbooks.
So everybody will have good books.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah. Nobody's left out. Okay, the next slide. In this case right here, I want to, of course, identify the Holocaust line for that, the Holocaust Genocide Center that we have at the library. As you know, we've been working on the We Remember wall. We're going to be redoing that. Greatly appreciate your support every single year with that budget code. So that money will go to very good use, of course. The classroom supplies code, that's $117,000 at the very bottom. That's across disciplines, so that is a number that does help everybody throughout the building. Additional to support as well to science initiatives is included in that. And on to the next slide. We are looking at the diamond desks. I dare to say I'm bringing up the desks, but we've had them now for, I guess, a year or two at the high school as well, and they're continuing to grow in interest and popularity because our teachers are seeing that there's many different configurations that they can make in the classrooms, and they lend themselves to different unique type of lessons that their students are benefiting from. So we are including some more of those for additional classes, and they're starting to grow. We're even using them in the library. And what is nice about that is we're buying the even smaller versions of them for those students that want to go into the library and work silently, work quietly by themselves. We're really utilizing space throughout the library to the best of our ability. At the very bottom, you'll see the Twilight. I think this is the last thing that I have on here to share with you. Our Twilight program decreasing from 200,000 down to 150, based on our projected enrollment for next year and how our expenses are going for this year. So I think that we'll be in good enough shape to continue with the Twilight program. Oh, I do have another slide. I spoke too soon. On this slide right here, we are talking about equipment, media equipment, the tower for our radio station, as well as other contractual items that we've had. We're also talking about our guest speakers for pre-prom and any other kind of events that do come up. We were able to lower that cost for the guest speakers because we tend to end up finding or getting people that will come to speak at a low cost for us. So it really works out to our benefit. On the additional cost for the second code up from the bottom, 2810553 35, that went up slightly, really because of the shredder for the library, that we needed additional shredding container. The very last code at the bottom was a decrease from last year. It's back to normal. The spike up from last year, if you recall, was to support the purchase of new cots for our nurse's office, which are working out well. Okay, some of these up here, you're going to see what we were talking about before with Mr. Cunningham when we talk about entry fees. The very first one at the top, competition entry fees. We have included in that money for a significant amount of that for DECA, which is something that we've been working for because the DECA is such a huge program in our school. We want to support it, but at the same token, there are a lot of other important field trip events that our teachers are interested in taking their students to that we would like to be able to support them as well. So being able to earmark funds for DECA specifically is working out to our benefit. It's something that we do as well with research. So again, I thank you for that. In addition to that, in the competition entry fees, we also have money earmarked for research as well. So in essence, if you take a look down, those the rest of them are our basics that take place. We have additional funds in there for marching band uniforms in the event that we need some additional ones for the next school year as well. And they looked fantastic, by the way. Thank you. Great job with those. So anyway, looking at the budget supports for the next school year, they're all items that really we spoke about in our budget between additional clubs that the budget is now able to support by looking carefully at existing clubs and which ones are not as popular and need to be changed, to the room to breathe, to new courses, to addressing the social-emotional learning of our students through programs like Bringing in Angst. And, of course, maintaining the safety of our school by the scholarship, by the security cameras in the building that have been implemented, and, of course, what will be coming to the high school, the new doors and lock system, which we're very excited about. So the high school is really doing very well under your support, and we greatly appreciate everything that you have been able to provide for us to be able to operate our building the way that we can.
Rich, I'm curious to see if we're double booking something. So if you look at 2850, 590, 3562, 2850, 590, 3562.
So where, and it you says, see first Lego League and Science Olympiad?
Right, and then you okay. see right above it on 2850, 430, 3562. First Lego League, a different amount, and Science Olympiad, a different amount. Okay. Are these to be combined, or are they?
I will get back to you. The 430 code, since it's in contractual and other, should be for entry fees. And the other one, the 590 code, should be for materials and supplies.
Okay.
All right, but we'll get back to you to make sure that's accurate.
Okay, thank you. Ginger, can I just ask another question of Jim?
Hi.
Sorry, that was just paperwork
stuff.
Oh,
that's okay.
Quick question. This is great. I love the twilight. I love the flexible seating, all that stuff. What are we doing about backpacks? Are we it seems like we're trying to make backpacks smaller. Is this going to help this budget with all the things that we're putting into it? Are we with the Chromebooks and the technology? Will the backpacks become lighter?
You know, that's a good question, because if you ask a teenager why they have so many things in their backpack, they're choosing to carry those things. I go through their backpacks with them and tell them, you don't need to have so much paper in your binder. You could be sharing that binder with other classes. But a lot of them choose to do that, and they have their Chromebooks there. They're using their Chromebooks now. We're, you know, one-to-one throughout the building. But I think a lot of the kids, that's part of their security blanket. So it is part of the culture that we've got to try and break, you know, get them away from.
As usual, thank you so much. Your school's a city within a city, because you just have so many people and so much going on, but it's a really good budget. Thank you. And thank you for the work you guys do.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank all of the building principals, their assistants, and their support staff. I think one thing that we've been working on the last couple of years is knowledge of what's in your budget and autonomy, because as Dr. Lewis said, they prepare these budgets in November. We review them in December. It's now March, and we know that the needs of the students and the number of students who walk through your door in September and October and March of 2021 will be very different, or can be very different, than what we planned for. So knowing what's in the budget and knowing that the needs will change empowers them to use the budget, even though we're talking about this in March. We'll pretty much get there, but you heard examples of how they've had to tweak the use of their budget to meet different needs. So thank you very much.
And I also think I want to thank everybody because of the cap. I mean, years ago it was so much easier just to say, we need this, and maybe buy over, which you really don't, but Joey said a lot of stuff in supply cabinets and everything else, times have changed. And I think that we can see when we see reductions in the budget, or we've kept the status quo, even though a lot more is demanded on everybody. So thank you.
I just say
one thing.
Yes, Debbie.
Listening to and reading all of the building's budgets, so much of what you and we have been talking about for the past few years is happening. So I really want to thank everybody because we recognize it doesn't just happen. It takes everybody to make it happen. So thank you.
So I believe class spring class size report will be the last report for the evening. So the spring, every year we do a fall and a spring class size report. We take our actual enrollments based on beds day, which is always the first Wednesday in October. We compare it from year to year with what we projected. That's what this slide shows here, what our actuals were in 17-18, what our actuals are in October of 18-19 compared to what we projected last spring. You'll see that there are some significant differences, particularly in the elementary level. So we conducted a new demographic study with BOCES this year. And when you look at next week's report on the tallies and stuff, you'll be using the BOCES projected since it's new out and not 3 years old, so it should be a closer number. The second slide here excludes special education and AIS numbers, but it tallies for the secondary schools, the number of sections in each building, and the number of classes by class size, 1 to 10, 11 to 15 students, 16 to 20, and so on. One of the things you'll notice if you look at the fall compared to the spring, if you go back, is they're very consistent in the numbers where we are, and they are from year to year. You'll see 31 to 31 plus are your music classes and some physical education classes in your report. When we look at the elementary schools, you'll see the average class sizes by grade on here as of March 1st. We don't use the beds on here because they change. And any moment in history, you could have one or two more in each class or less in each class. So this is from the March 1st report, enrollment report, which you received back then. And you can see our average class sizes, the average class for each building is relatively consistent, our enrollment as of that date, and the number of sections that are being taught in each of the buildings currently. When you look at the all the buildings from the perspective of enrollment, average class size, and then the number of teachers assigned to the buildings, you'll see how it plays out here. All your class sizes are all pretty much in line with each other on averages, and you see your teacher, your certified staff, how it breaks out per building. Questions? Thank you, and have a good evening.
Any other questions? Okay. No, we don't have. Okay. We'll now be open for public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which the reputation, privacy, or right to due process or those of others could in some way be violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. The floor is open. Ms. Smeltzer.
Good evening. Thank you. Nina Melzer, Plainview Old Bethpage, President. I first want to thank many of my colleagues for showing up this evening. We know that this is always a very busy time. Teachers are always very, very busy. We have many other obligations. We've brought children just so that you could understand how important the budget is to us. We don't argue all of the items and the priorities and the money that gets spent on security, on technology, on furniture, on programs. These things all benefit us and they all benefit the students which we teach. But we also would like to just state that with all of those things that are in place, it is the physical people that are there, that are helping to protect students, helping to teach students, helping to take care of students who may be ill, helping to work with special needs students, developing programs that will help students that need physical therapists, occupational therapists. And so with all of the money that we invest in all of the programs and all of the furniture and all of the things that help educate our students, we want you to remember that it is also the people and the teachers and the nurses and the OTPTs and the clericals who I think personally run the entire district, but that is also part of the smart investment. So we know that we're in negotiations. We're not going to discuss that, but we want you to remember that as you plan your budget, the PCT has always been understanding when times were tough and has made accommodations. We believe that times are not as tough these days, and we seek to have some improvements in salary, keep up with the cost of living, and also to understand that in terms of our ability to make a living over the 30 years that we might work here, our position across the districts of Long Island is falling. So we look forward to having some further conversations on that, and we hope that you will remember we are a smart investment as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good evening, all. Sharon Schwartz, 112 Morton Boulevard. I am speaking as the co-president of the POBMS PTA. And yes, I have more comments, as you know. Looking at the budget reports for POB Middle School, I promise no surprises, Mrs. Bowman. We're actually looking for some more detail. We'd love to see more information on the expansion of the instructional spaces and how that's going to impact our buildings and our students. Looking at the introduction of the music lab for eighth grade students, we'd like to know where that's going, what space is that going into?
Eighth grade, the music lab.
Regarding the update to the Library Media Center, I'd like to have the other changes that are going on in the library addressed. I know the Z space is moving into what is now the fiction room. How is the library as a whole being restructured? Where are things going? And what is going in there? Regarding the enhancement of the MAP program, we'd like some more information as to what those enhancements are going to be. I didn't bite. No, not too bad. And that's about it. That's what I have for tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
You could take it out if it's easier to hold it.
Good evening. Debbie Riviezzo, Vice President of the PCT for the high school. Of course, want to thank all of my colleagues who took time out of their busy lives to come tonight, especially my high school colleagues who will be up and at it very early tomorrow morning. As a member of the Plainview faculty, I've listened to presentations that have highlighted our district's achievements. We have also heard discussion of where district resources are to be allocated and what helps to enhance our students' keys to success. Items such as smart boards, instruments, flexible furniture, and various programs do indeed help enhance our program here at POB. But what, I ask, are these things without the teachers, nurses, OTs and PTs, clericals and substitutes that make use of them every day? A smart board isn't enhancing anyone's learning without a teacher to design curriculum and materials for it. Social-emotional learning doesn't come from a program. It comes from the countless hours our psychologists, social workers, teachers, and nurses spend working with the children of this community to address their feelings and concerns. A violin in the hands of a child makes beautiful music because of the teachers who worked with that child to hone their skills and foster their love of music. Our nurses work tirelessly to keep us all healthy and safe. And I don't know that much of anything would get done at all without the support of our clerical staff. I stand here tonight in the company of my colleagues to let you know that we are your greatest investment. Unlike a smart board, I last more than a few years, and I can update myself continually. Cameras allow you to see what happens in the hallways, but it is the staff and faculty that keep our children safe and calm during emergencies. I have personally invested the last 21 years in this community. And while I am proud of all the great things we achieve here at POB, there are statistics that I am not so proud of as a teacher here. While the district has invested in many things over the years, they have not kept pace with investing in the PCT. I can boast about the percentage of our students graduating with advanced diplomas, but not about my ability to earn a living over the lifetime of my career. In this respect, I am sad to say we are close to the bottom of Nassau County. We are here tonight to ask that the board make the smartest investment it can, an investment in the human capital of this district. We invest our careers in this community. We ask that the community invest in us. Thank you.
Jacques, take your time. We'll wait for you.
Jacques Wolfer, 151 Sutton Drive in Plainview. Good evening. I think it's eye-opening to see the enthusiasm and the crowds that come for a budget hearing. I'm glad to see that we have so many concerned people about that. Every year at budget time, I wonder at all the myriads of details and the work that goes into formulating the budget. And I have to say that the finished budget is really an accomplishment. In talking and hearing all of the great achievements and projections that I heard tonight, I didn't hear too much about the big gorilla in the room, which is salary cost, not only the cost in the line items, but the taxes and fringe benefits that go along with it. If we want to, and I understand we have people here who are earning a living in administering and teaching in our schools. But the big gorilla on budget, if we want to keep budgets down, is salary costs. We really have to make sure that all the positions that are in the budget are needed and fully staffed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wolfner. Any other comments? May I have a motion, please, to adjourn? Debbie, second, Rennell. Want to thank everyone for coming. Please come again. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. So moved.